ladies and gentlemen, 7/31/2020. The end night of July. And I will tell you what. Some interesting things going on, but let me just tell you this. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Now, let's just look at that for a second. Let's say that Biden wins, okay? Oh, I know he's not supposed to, and boy, he's Sleepy Joe, and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff, right? But let's say that he does, and that the mail-in ballots get worked out, and all these things. And that the Civil War begins or keeps going. And let's say that even if he doesn't win, that the ramp up of the revolution and the stuff in the street necessitates martial law. Either way, it makes sense, doesn't it? But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and the prisons. Can you imagine if the Antifa people and the BLM people, the Marxist Luciferian demon commie rats, are going to be running the show under a Sleepy Joe, all right? And maybe the Joker Tut gets to be the AC. Still bucking for it. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. You see, there's where it's, I would work that thou were cold or thou were hot. If thee be lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Read that out of the Revelations to you last night, I believe. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which with all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, why is that? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. All right. And there shall be signs. I skipped down to verse 25 in Luke 21. In the sun and in the moon. And in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And when they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, when they begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, let me tell you something. That's if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you. That's if you have repented of your sins and asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. if you're to lose your life on this planet. Because why? And ye shall be hated of all men for mine sake. All right. Oh, wait a minute. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Your head. You are the spirit. You're the soul. Anyway, we're very close to a lot of stuff going down. Brother Quayle has in his Steve Quayle 2.0, which if you go to stevequayle.com, you can click on that and sign up for that weekly messaging, and sometimes more than once a week, that he does provide for you and give you a great insight as to what's really going on, and all of Steve's sources and information that he has, the inspiration he gets from our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus. And his name is Jesus. Now, let me talk about some interesting things. We talked about the Goonie balloons, the Loony balloons, the so-called Google, so-called allegedly Google balloons that so-called are owned by a Chinese military corporation, so-called, allegedly. And we talked about this. It's quite interesting. I told you that there was the movement. We followed this now for 2 weeks. Well, we followed it again. And what's kind of interesting is that I told you that they had previously three of the balloons south of the border that were overlooking and looking down from 60,000 feet, and another one up in New Mexico that was looking down, all right? And they had President Trump's plane bracketed in Midland. And that we had an idea that the three balloons always together in that three balloon sort. Now we've also seen one where there were two together down in there. But be that as it may, the three together we believe is a much larger platform that has capability with some portable electromagnetic weapons, scalar weaponry. Powered up how? By Tesla type of situations, capacitors, solar energy, all the kind of stuff, the zero point kind of stuff, and then charge up the capacitor, then boom, release it, you see. That's a possibility. Or just go the right frequency and broadcast a scalar wave to interfere with the avionics of a plane. So that was going on, and we talked about this. And then after we talked about it on Thursday night, telling you about that, all right, now they started to move after that. Those the three dots, in other words, the larger platform, and then we also found that one of the ones that had been showing up as one, we thought was one, was actually a two, all right, two dots together. In other words, a larger platform. Well, interestingly enough, they started to move across the Baja last night, and there had been one out there on the Baja, down low on the Baja, near to where the red Chinese submarines were at, and also potentially where they may even have a base on the Mexican Baja because of the relationship between the red Chinese and the Mexican government, including the red Chinese, who provide tons of fentanyl into the cartel boys, all right, you got the picture? So they could utilize perhaps subpen underneath Mexico. Don't know that, but that could be a possibility. But be that as it may, the subs off the coast, off the 12-mile limit of the Chinese subs, those Loon balloons, those so-called, quote-unquote, allegedly Google balloons, they all moved off the coastline, off the Baja. Now, interestingly enough, at about the same time they were doing that, another one popped up out of Arizona. Listen carefully. Captain K, follow what I'm telling you out there, because you might be able to lend some information on some of this, although it is not in the main line. It is deep background, let me tell you. So out of Arizona, another allegedly loon balloon, Google balloon, went up 60,000 feet and then went over close to San Diego. Well, at that point, it's overlooking. Now, let's say that we may have blown the game about these new big platforms with the electromagnetic weapons and the fact that they may have been spying on Air Force One and the president as he went to Midland, Texas, and they had him bracketed. And that's of deep concern to me because I would like to see President Trump go in for another term, you see. And take this thing back from little Lord Bacheloroy and all of the Steve, all of the London crowd and all of the Microsoft type crowd, the Bill Gates type crowd. William Portal into the hell, huh? William Portal's a hell, huh? So anyway, out of Arizona, one comes over to overlook San Diego. Guess what? Though we now know there was one on the Baja, there was then what I said was the three in the Mexico, or in the Mexico outside of El Paso, and then up in New Mexico, there was one. That one actually was as we followed it, actually was two dots real close together. That was probably a larger platform. And then it went along with the three and the one that was on the coast already of the Baja. Those went off the coast, then they disappear. Now, what they probably did is had a red Chinese submarine out there, okay? And they were dropping the balloons down for retrieval of the packages, you see. And then, let me tie in something else. That one that's over San Diego would have possibly seen the dispatch of Marine Corps Recon, or Raiders, a Special Operations Marine Corps unit, that could be not necessarily on an amphibious vessel on a training mission, which allegedly might be a shore story, as the Navy used to call them, or a plausible deniability story of another training accident. Now, why do I mention that? Because years ago, on this broadcast, we told you that there was a rubber ducky with Chinese, likely Chinese, infiltrating down through the area off of San Clemente, coming in a rubber ducky boat. And that back then, if you wanted to look it up, there was some kind of a Marine Corps detachment on a vessel of some sort, amphib craft or whatever it was, some kind of a sailor ship, and that there was some sort of a problem in the training accident then, and Marines died back in that area. But that was died after they were going after a Chinese infiltrators back then. You see, that area has got part of that San Clemente is a naval bombardment area and a training area. But let's say that you came through there in a rubber ducky. Nobody's expecting the enemy to come through no man's land. You understand what I'm saying? And everybody's having a party at Croce's and the Old Town and all that kind of stuff. And, having a big time, riding their motorcycles up and down the highway and all the items, you know, or doing push-ups in the Marine Corps barracks or going back up to Pendleton and they're out at La Jolla at night, you see. There is a normalcy also in terms of watches, you know, but let's just go back to the point here so I don't belabor it. The six go off the edge and disappear, but not like falling down. They brought them down, let's say, to pick up payloads. Let's say that's the Red Chinese, either from off the shoreline of Mexico with some base there, or up from the sub deep below, They put their swimmers out to come in to grab the payloads and to tow them back. All right, you see what I'm saying? And let's say instead of maybe an amphibious craft, which are generally used to hit the beach from not far off the shore, okay, to swim in with your men and an armored vehicle and to go on in with the Marines, right? Amphibious attacks. But let's say instead of that, they might have been in a plastic boat, you know? The new modern version of the unsinkable PBR type of a thing, which has the go-fast engines on it. The real go-fast engines run them wide open, and they can go on down. And let's say that somebody was trying to intercept these payloads of the alleged loon balloons of the Chinese-owned corporation secretly, that maybe they're supposed to be Google. Well, let me ask you this. Why would they bring them down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Why wouldn't they bring them down in, you know, in Texas or Southern California or even just on land in Mexico? Because they don't want anybody to know about the new payloads that we've tipped you up about. Not only with all the signal intelligence to the max, but also with possible portable scalar weaponry right there. Other electromagnetic type weapons, beam weapons, frequency weapons. So then the one pops up out of Arizona, goes over to overlook San Diego, says, uh-oh, we got somebody coming out of there and we just picked up because we're listening to their traffic as well. And we have the chips and all their radios and in all their computers and all their high rack systems, you know, high resolution videos and all that. And so we can hack those and we're listening to them and we think that Marines are coming out, let's say Marine Recon or Marine Raiders, and they're coming on down in the fast boat, not necessarily the amphib craft, which is slow and not meant to be going out on the big ocean that far. And let's say they're going on down south by highway to try to race to those new platforms, the Google Lugo Loony Balloony Toonies, allegedly owned by the Red Chinese, coming down, the ones that had the information and showed possibly weaponry, but also had information and stuff of what they did overlooking and bracketing the President of the United States while he's in Midland, Texas, and they were south of the border, south of El Paso, and then another one up further in New Mexico, okay? So they would want to recover those and then put up new Loon Toon balloons, right, that are the regular ones, okay? But the regular ones are also spies in the sky as well. So here we go. Let's say a Marines are racing in a fast PBR type craft instead. And they're going lickety split to go get those suckers. And let's say the Chinese have got their swimmers going for them and all of that. Or maybe there's another Chinese vessel or something that looks like a fishing boat, but comes off of Mexico that has the Chinese in it, and they've got ordnance on there that's heavy. And as the Marines come into the area, they light the Marine Corps up, and the Marine Corps vessel starts to take on water. Now, my God, let me see if I can look this up here. I'm just going to, let me see what I've got here. Let me see. Real quick-like. All right, let's see. Let's see here what we got. Okay, one second here. One little second. Yeah, it should be right down over here. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, as the Marine Corps may have been going right out there, and I saw this story in the middle of the night, let's say, or the early AM. Let's say This is some information. This does not add up proper. No accident. Note that the loons, were out of commission once over the water. Six of them reached the Chink sub area, no longer needed, deposited info, time frame, and then they would recover them, matches with this so-called cover story for an actual mission of, say, recon Marines to go after that sub or to get the payload before the Red Chinese ran into trouble with the Red Chinese. How else do Marines get killed, critically injured and missing? And then the craft takes on water and it disappears, other than a real interdict mission that went bad. The cover story is a bunch of crap, total bull BS, okay? Plausible deniability, excuse. Top secret missions are never disclosed, but always covered up if need be. And that's from somebody who was maybe in Haiphong Harbor at one point in time after midnight. Sailed in on a U.S. vessel, okay? And it was almost like the Lord protected him and nobody was able to see him. And they picked up some swimmers, some SEALs that happened to be there in Haiphong Harbor. That's the real deal right there. Well, this was the real deal possibly as well. So consequently, you then have an accident in training, just like there was an accident in training maybe 10, 12, 14 years ago, when I told you about a story back then about a little rubber ducky infiltration by Chinese off of San Clemente, all right? Off the island. And then there was a training accident with Marines on a amphibious vessel at the same time. So the reason I questioned this at all was there was very little details about how this ship went down, how it started taking on water, why all the guys in there did not have their life preservers on and could float and use a radio and call in rescue aircraft. Now, in the story, they say, well, they had rescue aircraft doing it. Well, some people I know checked, and there was none out there checking on them. There were no rescue aircraft per se in a mass thing looking for, quote-unquote, the lost, you know, number of people, seven or eight that are somewhere that we don't know where. Went down with the ship, quote-unquote, or question mark. So there we go. So at that point, we still had the one up over Arizona, right? Came from Arizona up over San Diego, spotting that. They got that. So the Chinese allegedly recovered those new special larger platforms that now everybody should know they're utilizing that have weapons on them. So now what we postulate or speculate is the Red Chinese are now going to go back to putting up the regular loon balloons or maybe a twofer with a little bit larger package, but then they won't squawk one of the devices, you see, one of the balloons. It'll just be like it's, you know, there, but it won't be there. So we are in a wartime footing, and the war has already started, and the war is special operations war, weather wars. We've got a Chinese developed storm off the coast of Africa, which they basically own, Africa, and they have that coming right up the pike, heading on up through the Caribbean, getting ready to skirt the Florida land, but it could turn and hit it. Or if it goes up the coast, where is it going to go? Could go right into South Carolina. Well, first of all, it could go right by Jacksonville and interdict any subs and stuff coming out or problems there and go up into the Carolinas. Well, hit the Carolinas. You got a few bases up in there, don't you? And then go on up the coastline. Maybe it does a little jig-jag into Oceania for a little bit and then comes back out or whatever, does some damage. Maybe it goes on up into Maine where the where some more of the, in Massachusetts, where some more of the old, submarines and stuff like that are located. But that's weather war, alright? But at the same time, we are pounding the coastline right now. I just looked at the mimic a little bit ago, which shows moisture. And we got all kind of stuff going in to create rain to go on into China. Well, let me tell you something. That old dam, the Three Gorges Dam, old Hawk's been telling you about for years. Brother Quail's talked to you about it for years. There is a flaw. I even met somebody one time that may have been an engineer on that project from an American engineering company. All right. Talked about some difficulties in that dam. And they've been people that were brought in to try to help to fix it, okay? But be that as it may, there were some flaws in it, and that thing is bowing, and they're releasing torrents of water out of it to leave, try to relieve the pressure. But if the rain keeps happening, then that thing, according to an article up at stevequayle.com, Steve Quayle, Q UAYLE.com, Quayle, that, he put out the article there that, it looks like that it might be, possibly if the rain keeps up, that thing that could blow within the next 10 days. They've already put the evacuation order out for 38 million people in Red China. If this thing hits, it will impact and a bus. And the Yangtze comes on a flowing down like it is. It will flood out areas and it will impact in China up to 600 million people. Well, that's the new act of God type warfare, you see. That is the type of warfare we got. This is not the old style warfare. That's ongoing more in Portland. And that is ongoing in the sense of, the fifth column, in the sense of the revolutionaries, the communist revolutionaries, okay? And I don't know if you read, it's kind of a good, let me see if I can cue that up. This is posted, it was at the Common Sense Show, Dave Hodges, who does a real good job. And this also comes from some of the information from Millie Weaver at Infowars.com and other people. But the article is called "The Scope of the Civil War is Rapidly Growing. America's Infrastructure is Under Attack" by Dave Hodges, Friday 7/31, okay, 2020. And he says this, Mao dispatched young girls armed with knives to attack people who were not on board with his revolution. The same tactics being employed by the left, but hammers have replaced knives. Well, the knives are being used, and the Antifa guy the other night who stabbed the black, the African-American conservative journalist, who got stabbed in the back by an Antifa pro, communist who's been arrested, and the black journalist who's conservative said, you better understand that Antifa is a communist, a domestic terrorist organization, and that they're coming for us, and that you'd better stop them now or you ain't going to believe it. And then here he's got a quote from what's called, quote unquote, the Sunrise Movement. And this is a quote from some of these BLM and Antifa types, the types that are the communist, what have you, okay? So let me just read this here real quick so you can understand it. This is not just an uprising. It is a MFing haunting. We will march to their homes at midnight so they understand that we are wide awake to their role in the crafting this nightmare. And when they try to dine at restaurants, we're forced to work at, despite the risk of COVID, because of our unemployment is ending. We will not serve them when they do nothing to stop federal agents from snatching us off the streets, when they force us to go back to school in unsafe conditions, when they do nothing to stop our democracy from crumbling. We will bang on their doors from dusk till dawn and make them hear us. We will make their lives a waking nightmare until they stand with us or give way to the power of the people and the vision we have for a new world. Now, that's Michael Ayers' type vision. And who does that belong to? The people that trained good old along with Saul Alinsky and his crowd in Chicago. But Michael Ayers and them who trained, and Bernadine Dorn and all those people who trained the Joker Ted Obama, who gave a big speech at a funeral. So you see, that all ties in then, doesn't it? And then we will make their lives a waking nightmare until they stand with us or give way to the power of the people and the vision we have for a new world, as in a new world order. So let's look at that. That's how the COVID started. I told you I believe that. And in my opinion, you see, William Gates of Hell is not the top slot. He's a big dude with a lot of money, but there are people above him. However, his father was in the role of aborting babies and Planned Parenthood. Depopulation. That is also was the role of George Poppy Bush, had a depopulation when he was in the United Nations, or excuse me, when he was in the CIA, and for that when he was the, well, not before that, but during that as well, when he was the AMBO to China, and then he became president, there was something called depopulation control. In other words, control of the methods to try to depopulate the world. To convince you to have fur babies, dogs and cats, rather than real babies, because those need to be aborted, you see. I'm not saying that, but the depopulation people say that. The Planned Parenthood people say that. But not before we steal their baby parts, their body parts, and their brains, and hearts and things, and the tissue, to go over into the fallen angel world and try to recreate this, that, and the other with it, okay? So this thing is not going to quit. It's just not a street thing where you can go and end it. This revolution, President Trump has the right idea, but it's not just outside agitators. They are paid professional revolutionaries. We brought you information about the one that came from New York, that came to little old Mason, Ohio area, all right, outside of Cincinnati in the suburbs, and came in and said, I'm here for my haircut. Did you get my text? How come you haven't called me? They said, well, just what's your name? We don't have you down for a haircut. Remember that story? And the guy had the T-shirt on. And remember, he was the guy that threw the switch, or the switch master, the switch thrower, whatever he called himself, to turn out the lights, you know what I'm saying? And then on there, remember, he had a police officer on the T-shirt, where then he was the guy with the knife cutting the police officer's throat, and that he said, well, I'm here from New York to set up businesses and stuff, and I'll just go to somebody else to get my hair cut, okay? And then we talked to you about, we put that out, and then the police up in there found this guy. And then they went up to him. They started to walk over to him rather than to sneak up, drive up, and grab him. When he saw him coming, he texted something. And then a black car sped up for him, and he dove into the back seat and took off. They couldn't find him. And then the next few nights, bingo, there were all kind of protests, riots, take over the interstate, burn crap, do all the regular stuff So this is a movement. It's not just an uprising, they say, it's an MF haunting. We will march to their homes in a minute. Well, you know what? Right now, there's about 200 or 300 today, earlier, out in front of the big billionaire homes in the Hamptons in New York. The billionaires and the multimillionaires out there, and they're out with 200 or 300 people protesting and with the signs and all that stuff. Well, let's see. Maybe they'll stay and burn them. And then at the same time, you've got in suburban neighborhoods, in households that are not African-American, but they're black or Hispanic, or they could be African-American, but mostly where I've seen it is in white areas, in an area where it's mostly Caucasian people, but very left type people with money. With money, decent, you know, middle to upper middle class neighborhood. And out in front of their house, I told you they had on little poles, they had balloons that were black hearts. Okay? And they had three of them. All right? And they had them out in a little thing. Just like you go get the balloon up at the balloon store, but it's on a stick, like a plastic stick, and you... your reparation, you see, or your membership dues, that was 1 month. Now, I've seen the same type homes, instead of having the little black balloons, they have white or cream colored, like, say about a 9 to 10 inch, square or an oblong, rectangular shape, a creamy colored heart with a black, creamy colored card that goes in the ground. You put it with the little, wires on each side, like a little flag. And then it has on both sides of the creamy colored center, big black hearts in that. And then you put them at the edges of your property and at the edge of your driveway, etc., to denote that you are paying the lug, or you're part of the people who have done what? Just like this little thing says here. What did it say? Let's see. Let me quote, read the quote again. We will make their lives a waking nightmare until they stand with us. So the people that you see have those black hearts in their front yard, even though they could be like, one of them's a college professor and the other one's a nurse or a doctor or something.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've knocked me up again. They took me all off the internet and off of Skype. All right. Right in the middle of talking about the Black Lives Matter and the three and the little three balloons, the black balloons, and also the little cards that have then the black hearts in them. That is the people who have gone along with them and all the deal. But it could be that they took me off for talking about the loon balloons and all of the stuff out on the West Coast. And all of that with the platforms that got taken down and possibly the potential attacks, where I had a little race to go get those pods coming down with the balloons from 60,000 feet out in the Pacific off the Baja coast, where the Chinese subs hang out over there, and that they then had somebody going to get the balloons, allegedly, and that then the other one that came up, the loon balloon, as the eye in the sky, you know, overlook of San Diego and all of that area, then detected possibly the fact that Marines in a faster boat than the big amphib were headed out there down the Baja to grab those things too. And then at some point, maybe somebody fired on that boat and then made it take on water and maybe blew up some Marines, you understand? So we don't know exactly what caused the knockoff here, but it looks like it could be either one. And then here is from Millie Weaver, who is the InfoWars. She says, The left is activating young girls armed with hammers to come to neighborhoods to inflict damage and death. Millie Weaver and InfoWars have exposed the plot. The youth have begun attacking businesses and their employees. However, this element of the new civil war is not confined to the youth. These youth are being deployed to attack people in suburbia, but they're also expected to attack infrastructure sites such as power poles, water treatment, etc. Then Mr. Hodges goes on, Dave goes on to talk about truckers under attack. With the growing crime wave in America, the nation's truckers are still expected to deliver goods to very dangerous areas and cities where there is not much police protection. Increasingly, the truckers are expected to brave the dangers of no police. Many truckers are saying it's not worth it or walking away. And the terrorism being directed against truckers is an actual attack upon infrastructure, because without the truckers, the just-in-time deliveries will end. Food shortages will appear immediately. Necessary supplies to keep the grid up and running will be in short supply. In short, this is an attack upon the infrastructure. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you 16 years ago, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, because these people are coming to eat your liver and to steal your children and grab your home, and to grab your lazy boy and sit there with your big screen TV and enjoy their wild stuff while they have put you in the dirt or taken your family away, your young girls, your young boys, to have their way with them while you're pushing up daisies, or hopefully you've gone on to heaven to be with Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what. It's now time to understand that we are already at war, in a civil war, as Dimitri Dudeman talked about, in a civil war that the communists would start. And in the midst of that, the United States would be attacked. You remember also Brother Henry Gruber. And Henry, I know you're working with Jesus for sure up there now. Boy, oh boy, he got you right into the fold and brought you on board with him. But you remember Henry Gruber seeing the Chinese and the Russians in a meeting, all right? You remember the attacks that he predicted from Russia, from China, and all of them together. Well, this is getting ready and fixing to get ready to happen. And all we got to understand to you is that we're in it. And then what Jesus told you years ago in Matthew 24, Luke 21, in the Revelations, in another place, of what was going to come to pass. Then he also told you a remedy about the fact that you need to prepare, in a sense, Matthew 25. So extrapolate beyond lamp oil and wicks, okay? Lamps, lamp oil, and wicks. But that is not a bad thing to do either, because if the power grid goes out, what are you going to use for lighting? If you got some of those, you can cook on some of those lanterns, okay? You can get a Dietz or a Petromax, which is the name I was trying to remember the other night. A Petromax lantern will use almost anything for a fuel. They come out of Germany, kind of like a brass or silver colored deal, big nice thing. They're to be used outside only if you don't not using regular lamp oil in it. But they have a lot of light that comes off of those, good for barns and such. But the big Dietz lanterns are excellent as well. So anyway, I would tell you, you better calculate how many hours, say like a Dietz lantern or a Petromax, can just take the Dietz, like a Dietz Jupiter, one of the bigger ones, and calculate how many hours it will burn with lamp oil or kerosene. And then I like lamp oil because it doesn't have this as stinky of a smell, and it's made to burn a little cleaner. But be that as it may, you can use that or the kerosene of those things. But the lamp oil, calculate how much lamp oil that Dietz burns to stay up, and then figure out how many hours of lighting you want at night. Do you want 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, whatever, how many hours of lighting you want? and calculate how much it costs, you know, or how many ounces of the lighting oil you need to put in the lanterns to last that 5 hours or 6 hours or 4 hours, whatever it is. Then multiply that out by 365 days. Then if you're going to keep it longer than that, then you got to multiply it out again, times two or times three. If you got a 3.5 year Great Tribulation, maybe you need 3.5 years of lighting. I don't know, but it's something to contemplate. And then if you were smart, you would also have some lights and be recharged. You would also have flashlights and things that are powered by batteries that are rechargeable with, say, solar recharge batteries. But you also might want to have some canned candles, the 120-hour candles. Or if you can't find them anymore, you might be able to find a large amount of, say, the voting candles, not the voting, but the ones for the, that have the pictures of the saints that you see in the Hispanic markets a lot of times, that are the real tall candles that last a long time. But you can also get regular candles, tapers, whatever it is, and start to put that back as an extra amount. You want to be redundant. If you can be redundant three times on water purification, water storage, if you can be redundant three times on the amount of ammo or the different types, let's say that you shoot pistols or revolvers. Let's say you had 9mm, 40, 45, and say a 357, okay? Or 38 special on ammo, then that would cover what? A lot of different firearms, wouldn't it? If you shoot 223, you know, a 308, or you got a 30-06, you see what I'm trying to say? Hedge your bet with redundancy on the prep if you have the ability to do so. If not, take the best option and get what you can get and put it back. And know that the Lord Jesus is the true key for you to survive everything that is getting ready to come. That is the true key right there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air? Because they keep wanting to get him off, it seems. They knock him off. And my satellite guy called me and said, well, they knocked you up again. And I was in the mid-talk, talking up a storm, and whoop, it went whoop, one of those electronic sounds, and I got taken completely off. So anyway, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the Lucy's, and warn you about what basically the Lord is trying to get me to tell you about and how to prepare for it. You can reach me, RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com, RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com for an email. Or you can send me a letter, card, or something like that. And if you put something in it, that's most appreciated, most welcome, and most needed. It could be FRNs, Federal Reserve notes. It could be silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, 10th ounce of gold, something else. Could be a check or money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may our Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, God bless all that do send and all the different supporters and help I have. And I think about you all out there, old Mars Hill gang, you know, old B&E, you know, a lot of people. Dunlap Highway, Warm Soul Drive, friends all over the country, you know. Some good ones down there in the Atlanta suburbs, you betcha. All those good people. And to the good old nut house out there somewhere in the world. Excellent. God bless you. And, oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is starting to go. The economy is, stock market's still up there and all of that, but have you looked at the precious metals? You remember I've been telling you, you know, like, let's see, two Fridays ago, gold was $1,810.30, and silver was $19.32 an ounce. 1810 and 1932. And then, last Friday, it was 1901 and 2271. Now, before I came on tonight, gold was $1,976.10 on the spot, and silver was $24.47. Platinum was 900. So it went from about a couple weeks ago on a Friday to 1810.30 to gold to now 1976.10. Silver went from 1932 to 2447 in a couple weeks, people. That is big movement. That is big time movement, and it's not because everything is hunky dory. A trucking group now in D.C. is calling on the United States Department of Justice to arrest and prosecute anyone who interferes with interstate commerce. In other words, the trucks. They're being attacked. So I'm going to tell you what, the railroads are also under attack. We talked about the different things. I told you that bridge there in Tempe was inspected Monday. And then bingo, then Wednesday you got something going over the top and the lady in the car getting ready to drive under, but looking up at it, you know, maybe a half a block back, says she heard a big explosion and then the horrendous noise of a train coming off that thing and the wrenching of metal and stuff and the cars falling down, exploding into fire, right? All the different stuff we've told you about the trains all of these years, all the things, the fertilizer plants, the salvage yards, all the different things, all of it. So I'll tell you what, the situation now is, should be highly evident to anybody who's got eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, what did Lord Jesus tell you? He told you that you could have everlasting life with him in heaven. He's told you a lot of things, didn't he? But he also told you that he was going to, give you power over scorpions and serpents and the power of the evil one, right? And then he also told you about the faith of the mustard seed. And if you tell a mountain to move, the mountain moves. That's for real, not baloney stuff or like pie in the sky. If you had enough faith and you had the Lord Jesus with you. And then, we start to look in John 14. I told you about that. That's still, to me, one of the best things for you to understand that you should read it to your children again tonight. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and in the Father in me? Verse 10, chapter 14, John. And the Father in me, and that the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, listen to this, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If you don't understand the syntax or how that sentence is structured, you may want to ask the Lord to reveal the meaning of that to you. Pray, Lord, can you tell me what this really means? And read it over and over again, and I'm going to read it one more time. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And yet a little while the world sees me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. That's how you could see Lord Jesus if you paid attention to this. Read this to your children and tell them that the Lord Jesus loves them. Rico and Nico out there, God bless you. And Thomas, mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against those who attack the Lord Jesus and are his enemies, and those who attack our country. Take the fight to them. Make them have the pairing and the hurry and the harries. Bandanga Rangers, I know you're ready. Call Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, man, you're born again, brother. Born again on that optics. You had a little rest. Now squeeze that trigger if the pop-up comes and the sight picture's there. Don't jerk it. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare and get one more can of chunky soup. Get another box of ammunition. Get a firearm if you do not have one. Get a K-bar knife or a machete or something. Get you some kind of ability to defend your family and your home against the bullies.